This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta and conductor George Hurst favoring us with a bit of music by Rayfon Williams to get things going in the noon hour. We heard some music from The Running Set. Basically, a reworking of an Irish jig. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. As classical music continues, I'm Jeff Watson. Coming up this hour, we have a gorgeous French piano concerto, one of the most popular by composer Camille Saint-Saëns, his second piano concerto, with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. That'll be in just a bit. And from the British viola virtuoso Rebecca Clark, we'll hear a Slavonic-themed song of lament known as Dumka for trio performance. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. Next on KPR is the Russian Philharmonic and conductor Dmitry Yablonsky. A fun few minutes spent next with Prague Waltzes by Antony Dvorak on KPR. The Thrill of the Dance, with music by Antony Dvorak, Prague Waltzes, performed by the Russian Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitry Yablonsky, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:21, and we're about 10 minutes away from a visit by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, and the music of composer Camille Saint-Saëns. His second piano concerto is in just a short time here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. And helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR is a Kansas native who now listens from Chicago. In honor of Mrs. Anderson, a recently retired music teacher in the Topeka Public School District, celebrating her years of inspiring young musicians in the classroom and the community. We have some music next from Rebecca Clark, an early 20th century British viola virtuoso, an occasional composer for that instrument. Something she wrote in 1942 now, a traditional Slavonic song of lament, also known as a dumka, which he would have been very familiar with, having come across the works of Bohuslav Martinu the year previously. We'll listen to a trio performance with Philip Dukes playing viola, Daniel Hope, violinist, and pianist Sophia Rahman, next on KPR. Dumka, a traditional Slavonic song of lament, put together by Rebecca Clark, performed by Philip Dukes, playing viola, violinist Daniel Hope, and pianist Sophia Rahman, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:33 now. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts. And the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, my first concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lee.ku.edu. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic has our next performance, then the music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. His second piano concerto in G minor next. The music composed in 1868. Saint-Saëns wrote this one pretty quick in the course of about 3 weeks, and consequently that led to a premiere that was a bit rushed, and it took a little while for the piece to catch on in popularity, but it's one of his most popular piano concertos nowadays. We'll hear pianist Daniel Adney and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic with Sir Charles Groves conducting on Kansas Public Radio. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic and pianist Daniel Adney with conductor Sir Charles Groves with the 1868 Piano Concerto No. 2 in G minor by Camille Saint-Saëns here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Some music from the ever-joyful French waltzmaster Emil Wald Teufel, and a little tune called the Joyful Paris Polka. Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, getting things started in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's a pleasure to be with you as always. We have got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra joining us later, and they'll bring us a concert overture by Sir Edward Elgar, one that's a little similar to Felix Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, at least in the sense that it was inspired by an Italian vacation. It's called In the South, and it's quite lovely, and it's on the way a bit later this hour. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Art of the Groom Pet Salon and Art Studio in 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com. And Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with the Jazz Cigarettes for a night of music and cocktails. The show begins at 7:30 p.m., Friday, November 28th. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com. Where we go next from the Joyful Paris Polka to hear some music that was composed in Paris by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina, who moved from his native Seville to Paris on his musical journey, and what he will listen to was composed in 1904, one of Turina's first mature works, a bit of chamber music in the form of a piano trio in F major. We've got a performance next by the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Early chamber music by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. A piano trio in F major, composed in Paris in 1904, and performed today by the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 1:37. A little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, and the classics continue on until 3 p.m. Later on tonight at 7, listen to Classics Live. And then from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. Tonight's program, some marvelous tango, of course, and an epic symphony by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Those and other classical delights with Destiny, your host, with more music this evening from 8 to 9 on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Next up is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and music by Sir Edward Elgar, a concert overture that he came up with after an Italian vacation, taken in the year of 1903, where he visited the north of Italy with his family and stayed at the Villa San Giovanni in the town of Alessio. The local color and beauty provided him with a flash of inspiration for a concert overture that is known either as Alessio or In the South. The Royal Philharmonic, led by conductor Andrew Litton, next on KPR. Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Andrew Litton, and music written in 1903 by Sir Edward Elgar after an Italian vacation, a concert overture called In the South on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, stay tuned for NPR News, another hour of the classics in front of us, where we'll have an orchestral suite by Tchaikovsky and much more still to come.
You want to know, catch conversations you might not expect.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Like measles and whooping cough.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Little Beethoven, and a march from his opera Fidelio, performed by the Budapest Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you for a little while longer. Before 3 p.m. rolls around, some more classics to explore. Music of Bach and his second violin sonata a bit later. We'll hear as well the San Diego Chamber Orchestra and orchestral suite Tchaikovsky wrote based on the piano music of his own most admired composer. We'll hear Mozartiana, or Orchestral Suite Number 4. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com and Nodo Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org. We'll spend a little time next with the VRT Philharmonic Orchestra, and we've got music by a Belgian composer of the mid-19th century by the name of Ludwig Mortelmans. This is something that he wrote in 1898, and a little concert overture based on Germanic myth, based on a tale of Gerda, the earth goddess, woken from her hibernation by her bridegroom, the sun god Frey. We'll hear The Myth of Spring on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem composed in 1898 and based on Germanic mythology, The Myth of Spring, from Belgian composer Ludwig Mortelmans. And a performance by the VRT Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:19 is the time. And in about 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the San Diego Chamber Orchestra with the orchestral suite Mozartiana, the 4th of Tchaikovsky, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR is a Kansas native who now listens from Chicago in honor of Trudy Krueger of Emporia, Kansas, on her milestone birthday, for Trudy's love of music, life, and faith. Here on the KU campus, it's 58 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight, we'll have a low of 51, and we should prepare ourselves for some rain. We've got a good chance tonight of showers and thunderstorms possible as well. 90% chance of showers for this evening, and a pretty good chance, 90% chance, in fact, of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. We'll have temperatures in the mid-50s for tomorrow. Joined next on KPR by violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky and at the keyboard Robert Hill, some Bach for a Thursday afternoon. We'll listen next to Violin Sonata No. 2 in A Major on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Sonata No. 2 in A Major, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky, and at harpsichord, Robert Hill, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:31 now, and at 3 p.m., of course, we'll bring you All Things Considered from NPR News. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m., and tonight, a concert with UMKC piano professor Sean Chen, given at a JCCC recital recently. The music by Chopin, Paul Dukan, more. Classics Live is from 7 to 8, and then from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th, at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence, open to the public. We have a substantial performance next by the San Diego Chamber Orchestra and music by Tchaikovsky, who paid tribute to his most favorite composer in 1887. This is music called Mozartiana. It was a tribute he wrote in 1887 to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the premiere of Don Giovanni. Mozartiana Orchestral Suite No. 4, with Donald Barra conducting the San Diego Chamber Orchestra next on KPR. Music by Tchaikovsky, composed in 1887 when he paid tribute to his own favorite composer with the orchestral suite Mozartiana, performed there by the San Diego Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Donald Barra on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News on the way. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music as always. We'll visit again, hopefully, tomorrow at noon. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock.